This is the place where sports experience collide. Dennis Sports, Summer Hills, Kenneth Bean. Joining me, we have Shelton. What up, bro?
What's happening?
It's a lot happening in Philly. Q is spiraling out of control. So he may be on tomorrow. But I want to say, man, this was definitely a big win for the Falcons more than the Eagles. Obviously, they were definitely wanted to go 2-0, but we know the statistics on teams falling 0-2. In all likelihood, they should have been 0-2. There's no way in hell they should have won this game. But Kirk Cousins got it done, drove down the field with, a minute 30-something seconds left on the clock. And hit Drake London for a touchdown, who made a very, very idiotic celebration that didn't end up costing them. But it made an extra point that much more difficult than it had to be. But throughout the game, the Falcons offense, they looked out of rhythm. Kirk admitted in the press game that he's not in rhythm yet. So he got to get his timing and stuff together. But at the end of the day, they found a way to win, and they walked away with a 22-21 victory tonight to manage to go to 0-1 and keep up with everybody else in the division, mainly the Bucks, who I think are 2-0. I was ready to tell Q that they're leading the division at 2-0, but that is not the case anymore. So, given that we're not going to be on here very long, what are your instant reaction thoughts to what you saw tonight from the Eagles and the Falcons?
I'm highly disappointed. I'm disappointed because we talked about the improvements that were made on the back end of that defense. Bringing in, you drafted Hyde, and the early results on the early reports on Quinyon is that he's playing above his grade level. He's really, really playing well. You thought Slay had his side locked down. So that was the weakest point last year, was the defensive backfield, and you could throw all over this team. Tonight, same thing happened last week. They were gassed for running yards. They had Bijan looking like shit, looked like he was Walter Payton or somebody. He ran straight through that team. And the offense did a decent job of controlling the ball, but the point of this thing is you got to put points on the board. Early on, they left too many points off the scoreboard and couldn't get the ball in the end zone. They could move the ball, and they did well moving them. I'm talking about the Eagles side now. They did well moving the ball, but they left meat on the bone. And when it was time to put the ball in the end zone, they didn't do it. You settle for field goals a couple of different times when you should have put points on the board, touchdown, and you were in a dogfight and lost. And shout out to Raheem for having the guts to go for it a couple of different times on fourth down. When they stopped him on that fourth down, when they were down three, I thought, okay, there's no way the Eagles are going to lose this game. They control the ball in the second half. In the third quarter through the fourth quarter, those drives were surgical, going down the field. So I figured all they had to do was hold on to the ball and run this clock out. Well, they got cute, and it ended up costing them. And that defense looked like Swiss cheese. But if it's one thought, you said one thought, the biggest thought is there's no.
Oh, pass. Yeah, it don't matter. As many as you need it.
They have no pass rush. Figure out a way to get Hassan Reddick back on this team. He is available for trade. Give him a pick back. Get him back in the fold, because you got to get a pass rush. They have nobody that can get to. I'm so disappointed because I watched Nolan Smith working out with some greats this summer. I saw him get in bigger shape, better shape, get bulked up a little bit. And I saw we had one coming in, Agent Zero from the Jets. I was like, man, we got some dogs on the outside. Sweat. I can't think of his first name. He ain't done nothing anyway.
Josh
Sweat, yes. And, these guys, you got players on the outside, but when Brandon Graham, who's about to retire, is your best pass rusher, you don't have a pass rush. So they got to figure that part out. They got to put pressure on the quarterback. The reason why Kirk Cousins looked so good tonight is there was no pressure. You got one sack on an immobile Kirk Cousins. That's blasphemy and terrible. and you were at home, had all the momentum. You had to make something happen at this time. And that's just the end of that.
Yeah, Philadelphia media tomorrow, I'm sure, will be talking about the call, the third down call. It was a great play. It was poor execution. Saquon Barkley has to catch that ball. I'm not going to excuse him, but no way in hell you put your, I just don't think you put your player in a position or the team in a position to get an incomplete pass. I just don't, it could be freaking Randy Moss out there, bro. Like, right, stuff happens, freaky stuff happens, and the clock is your friend right now. So you get that clock all the way down, and you want Kirk Cousins to drive down the field with that sort of pressure. I don't know if he's going to get it done. For me, I thought the game was over. And the way Saquon Barkley was running the ball is the other thing. Man, mm-hmm. as Q pointed out in the chat, he'll get hit and still fall forward for about 3 or 4 yards.
Right.
So it was, what, 3rd and 4 or 3rd and 5 or whatever? Put the mm-hmm. ball in his hands. He was getting tough yardage. And if let that be that. Or if you don't get it and it's like 4th and short or whatever, maybe because the tush push had been effective all night, right, maybe you decide to go for on a 4th down. If you don't get it, they have to go 90 damn 9 yards or whatever it is to score with no timeouts. Those are coaching decisions that should be made. He, mm-hmm. Kellen Moore, whoever, it was a good call. It wasn't executed. But the decision to call it put them in the position to lose that play. And I'm with whatever, everything you said, bro. Like, there was no pass rush, but I also think that defense was shook.
Yeah,
like,
they were.
Like, you have to get on the field and try to hold them from scoring, knowing that they only need a touchdown and that they have all this time. So mentally, they may have been messed up, and they didn't know what to do. We ain't seen Mooney run that wide open the whole damn game. There was one play where he even stopped. Him and Cousins aren't in sync, and I think he stopped on the route. Cousins threw it, and they didn't connect, and that's where we ended up to the 4th and 1 play that CJ made a good play on. But for me, it's the call, bro. I vehemently disagree with that. And but at the end of the day, though, I wasn't trying to big up Q or trying to calm him down. I legit thought they were going to win the game. I was like, they just need a field goal.
Yeah.
So 34 yards, they made a big play. You get another big play across the middle. I don't know what Hurts was doing. You get another big play across the middle and a couple of sideline throws, and you got a shot. And mm-hmm. Hurts did the one thing he ain't did the whole game. He turned the ball over in the worst moments. But they played a good game. I think both sides, you know, the Falcons defense did a good job of holding them. And, you know, I think the Eagles defense, when the Falcons got in the red zone, they did a good job of holding them to field goals as well. So it was it ended up being a lot more entertaining than I initially imagined. I thought the Eagles were going to run over the Falcons, to be honest, with how they looked. And Raheem, he got his first win, a much needed win, because man, it was I there was no way. I had no faith in Cousins.
I didn't really. But at the same time, when they kicked that field goal, when they did not score on that play, it really made me shook, because I knew, first off, I knew they were going to drop the safeties deep. I didn't realize they were going to give them that much room. That was like practice. That wasn't even like a real game. Like, what are y'all doing? Like, I'd rather you pressure them into doing something. Secondly, I don't know why Fangio didn't blitz at all tonight. Normally he blitzes and puts pressure on the quarterback. I've seen him. He did it with Jordan Love, and it rocked him a little bit. But he sat back, and these guys, man, that defense, we can't blame it on the ground being slippery like we did in
Brazil.
Yeah, no, that wasn't the ground. That was just guys not making plays. And as a man on defense, you got to ask yourself, what am I doing to contribute to this thing, and how can I make it better? What am I doing wrong in this situation? And am I not handling my assignment? FIFO, you wrong. Jalen is not a running back. Jalen did not play that bad. Don't do that. He did not. But I do get what y'all saying about Jalen. And to comment on Jalen, I agree. Jalen at times does not. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's confidence. I don't know what it is. But I saw him kind of get in the groove today, and I saw him kind of feeling himself a little bit, you know, when he was making those runs. So and they did make some, you know, I was shocked that he was going to Britton Covey so much. Jalen depends on AJ heavily. Losing your best player, it means that we talked about it. We talked about it earlier, and we'll talk about it tomorrow. You know, Christian McCaffrey not being there, that means something to a team. AJ is the best player on the Philadelphia Eagles team, even with Saquon. AJ Brown is the best player on that team. You take him off the field, that makes a difference. But they played well in his absence, and I credit it all. Now, if I have to grade somebody, that offensive line to me gets an A+. They gave Jalen all the time in the world. They gave Saquon wasn't getting touched for the first 3 or 4 yards on most of those carries. That offensive line manhandled the Falcons. Now you just got to figure out how to get the defensive line to match that intensity.
Yeah, no, I agree as we get ready to close out, because I was sitting here questioning the Falcons defense. I was about to put in the chat. I was like, man, they signed all these players and these guys ain't doing anything. And then Jesse Bates make a good break, knockout on a Devontae Smith touchdown, because I just knew that was a touchdown. And of course, he made the game still in tackle. Judon had a couple of good pressures, but for the most part, man, Hurts had a lot of time to throw. And, you know, we talk about it all the time. Any quarterback, if they got that much time to throw, they're going to find somebody. So, and that's just way too much time for, a capable quarterback. So,
and you're right about that. That play by Jesse Bates on a sure-handed, you never see Devontae get no balls knocked out his hand like that, Paul. But that was the touchdown. And I was counting it. I was counting it as such. So that play that he made was huge to knock that away and make them settle for a field goal. I think they had to settle for a field goal on that position.
But they did.
They left a lot of points on the board. They had a couple times when that offense moved the ball up and down the field. It wasn't the offense that couldn't be stopped, except when it needed it the most, but you only had 40 seconds left. It shouldn't have been in that position. You should have been in position to where you were comfortable and up ahead if everybody had done their jobs. But shout out to the Falcons, man. Shout out to the Falcons, because, you know, those guys stepped up tonight. Ray McCloud in the first half, he made a couple big catches over the middle, which I wasn't thinking he was going to do much of anything, but he was probably the best receiver on the field except for that booty touchdown. But Ray, you know, third down, that fourth down in the first half, they went forward. I think it was the first half. He made a few plays, and that was a big difference in the game. Of course, Bijan doing what Bijan does, and Kirk Cousins standing tall in the pocket and getting rid of the ball. They moved him under center, which last week he was in the pistol 96% of the time. They moved him around, and when you can't get pressure, like you said, this is a quarterback league, and if you can't get pressure, you can't win.
Yeah. And again, like, I agree with you, because I probably won't get a lot of time to talk tomorrow. So I agree with you saying about the lack of blitzes by Fangio on that drive. You got if there's anybody in the league that you got a blitz, it has to be Cousins, bro. So, and just switch it up on him just a little bit, so he not sitting back there. Maybe he thought, since the offense looked so anemic at times throughout the game, that there's no way he's going to do what he did. But he is a veteran. He's played a lot, and you can't take that chance, and it burned him. I think the other thing is, who's that? Mooney. If them guys get some chemistry, they could be a lethal combo, especially on that first touchdown pass where that guy – it looked like he wasn't going to catch the pass, but he caught it. And then again, a missed tackle, and he just ran to the end zone. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, good win for the Falcons. So my Super Bowl pick is still alive.
Still alive, kid. You still alive, baby. You're only one game down.
Oh, man. I ain't going to lie. I was worried, bro. I was like, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. But Anyway, man, yeah, we'll be back tomorrow to recap this and everything else that's happened. We had a lot of injuries to discuss. And of course, you know, definitely going to get into the Cowboys getting blitzed by the Saints. Ooh. And if the Saints are for real, the Ravens 0-2, the two-time MVP, the Bengals 0-2. Hey, man, hey, tomorrow, come through tomorrow.
Yeah.
9 p.m. Make sure sharp, 9 p.m. sharp, man. We're not on CP time. So, because it's going to be crazy tomorrow. It's going to be crazy. So, yeah. So we thank you guys, man. We'll catch you guys tomorrow. We out. Peace.
Peace.